from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Subur.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Justin Strong, age 36 at the time of this interview.
Grew up in Point Breeze, on Mead Street, family environment. Our block in particular in Point Breeze is very mixed. You had every shade and color, and then, you know, neighbors were just different groups of people, different economic status. Yeah, lesbian couple with an Indian daughter, and you had my Spanish teacher around the corner. So it was just like you had everybody on that one block. So I kind of grew up with a perspective of just treating people fairly and getting to know them and not having preconceived notions. Grew up in a family business, Strong Dry Cleaners. We're located on Frankston Avenue in Homewood now. Mother was a teacher for 40 years in public school systems. Our house was a place for parties and hosting events and get-togethers since my grandparents lived with us, and Sunday dinners and birthday parties, all that fun stuff. Went to Alder Dice, graduated in 96. I guess middle class, I'm not sure what you describe it as, but, you know, always active, was involved in music and sports. Played the drums since I was 8. Actually went lessons to the old African-American Music Institute. Got involved in marching band and wrestling when I was at Dice. Back-to-back city champs wrestling. University of Pittsburgh for 4.5 years, and I dropped out. I actually opened up the Shadow Lounge while I was at Pitt. So a lot of the precursors to Shadow Lounge, throwing events and parties of that nature started probably like 98, and then got bored with class and theories and just decided to sign a lease for a room in East Liberty and start throwing parties there. And then one day I was in class and I just walked out and just stopped going. Don't do that, by the way. Pretty much known for starting the Shadow Lounge in Ava and East Liberty. A bomb in Highland ran that as a music venue and bar and lounge for a little over 13 years. And then we wrapped up Shadow Lounge March of 2013 and moved to Ava from East Liberty, North Oakland last year. I think when I was 16, I said I wanted to have a club by, I was 21, so I did that. Yeah, just always wanted to just kind of create businesses and provide services and things that didn't exist in Pittsburgh. So a lot of things we did was against the norm of the Pittsburgh nightlife scene, and people said it couldn't get done, and we did it, and then we just move on to the next thing. I think my first business, I think I was 16, so I just always was around business. So either designing and selling T-shirts or selling Twizzlers out the locker, or back in the day they had these phone cards that we sold, these prepaid phone cards that you guys will look at now and say, why would someone buy that? But it was like 25 cents a minute. Boy, that was a deal, showing my age. Yeah, so I just always around business, always trying something. I have a company. It's called Seventh Movement Development, LLC. It's a entertainment and retail development firm, and it kind of is a parent company to a couple other different projects. Our main one is our cafe and lounge called Ava, which is located in North Oakland. It's a kind of a cafe by day, and then we do about 4 events a week at night, everything from like live reggae bands to poetry nights to birthday parties, and eventually we'll move our liquor license over there and be a full bar and restaurant. We have the family business with the cleaners. A lot of things are based off of just having relationships with people. If you treat people correctly and you have a good reputation, a good name, believe me, those things come back around when you're in need and you're trying to make connections. If you treat people poorly, it definitely will come back, especially in a city like Pittsburgh that's small and really connected. So if you have a good rep, you can get things done very quickly. And if you have a bad rep, even if you have all the money in the world, it can hurt you. Be a little bit crazy, but like a healthy crazy, to kind of like go against the grain, because you'll have 1,000 people telling you why something won't work. and you just kind of see your goal, and you just got to be a little bit crazy enough to put in long hours and a no pay and then kind of see the outcome. And just really not getting yourself down when things don't work out. You know, I had to vacate my spot that I kind of built up on the corner of Baum and Highland for 13 years and start over again. But I kind of just used that as motivation. So it's not about failures. It's more like a lot of failures lead to success.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Pernell Blackburn Jr., Damond Briston, and Sheridan McHenry. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.